Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Well, tonight's broadcast is made in pure sunlight, and it's made on purpose to send you warm vibrations to every listener, no matter where you are in the world. So, listen to the entire show, and you'll leave just a little bit brighter, feeling warmer, and perhaps even feeling the sunlight beaming on your face so you can go out and beam it to everyone you meet. Tonight we have Wellington Rodriguez with us. Wellington is a Brazilian-born personal transformation teacher and coach currently living and practicing in New York City. He is the author of the book, Breathe Away Your Limitations, and that's exactly what we want you to do tonight. Breathe away your limitations and feel the goodness of what is coming to you right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. So stay with us. Come aboard to Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation 2010. The last cruise was so powerful, we wanted to bring forth the energy once again to heal and completely transform you into being the magnificent manifester that you are here to be. We have 8 exceptional interactive workshops that will heal you, transform you, and give you great insight to your authentic self. Dee Wallace is returning by popular demand, as well as the most incredible and documented energy healer, Amin Habib, who transforms and emits powerful healing energy to us all. We have Law of Attraction experts, EFT experts, relationship experts, and hypnosis experts ready to help you to transform your life. So come along and enjoy this most affordable and luxurious event. This 4-night cruise is May 31st through June 4th out at the Port of Long Beach. Visit the cruise page at loaradionetwork.com. Think you can't afford this? Oh, yes, you can, because you are a magnificent manifester. See you on May 31st. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. Okay, we're back. You know, it's so amazing all of the things that are happening on Law of Attraction Radio Network within the next few months. In order to make everything easier for you to listen to all of our uplifting and informational shows on the network. And it's absolutely amazing how the timing works out so perfectly for this. You know, since December, we've been developing a way for the network to begin streaming to you on live radio and through the application through your smartphones. And today I find out that Ford Motor Company is putting internet in all of their new cars, which means you will be able to listen to us on your car radio with or without smartphones if you have a Ford. You know, how perfect is the timing for this? I mean, we're all set, ready to go directly into these new Ford cars. It's fantastic. So you are going to be listening to us by just flipping on that car radio. Also, You may notice within the next few months that the quality of the sound of all of our shows will be increasing within a few months as we are setting up all of our shows to be professionally recorded. It's because we want the very, very best for our listeners. So thanks for sticking around with us as we go through this really growing phase of our network, one in which you are going to like a lot, I'm hoping anyway. I'm also constantly amazed by all this new technology, and sometimes I get so overwhelmed by it. But you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it because now I have discovered a way that I can help my listeners on a more personal level. Many of you know that I'm an intuitive hypnotherapist and a law of attraction practitioner with pretty active practice close to my home. Well, now, through Skype video, I am now able to have personal intuitive hypnosis sessions with you, no matter where you live. Even if you live out of the country, we can still have a Skype video hypnosis session. I just love this. So if you have blocks that you really want to release that keep getting you stuck, then let's move you forward. It's easy, it's fast, and it's really fun. On top of all that, I will give you a hypnosis MP3 instant download that will serve as a battery to our Skype video session. So if you need help in creating your future through powerful visualizations, or you need that boost to get out of your financial rut, or health issues, now we can have a personal hypnosis session right over Skype. You can find out more information on this by going to lawofattractiontools.com and go to the hypnosis page. That's lawofattractiontools.com, and you can contact me, which is the first step to moving you forward with your fabulous new life. Great. Now, let's get on with tonight's show with Wellington Rodriguez. Wellington is a Brazilian-born personal transformation teacher and coach currently living and practicing in New York. Recently, Wellington released his first hard copy book in English, Breathe Your Limitations Away, which teaches his method of energy work, the liberation breath process for dissolving emotional and mental blockages. Wellington began his fascination with metaphysics at a very young age, and in 1987, 1 year before moving to the U.S., Wellington was one of the youngest Brazilians to be certified in parapsychology and mental sciences by the Institute of Psychobiophysics. Wellington also has a bachelor's degree in metaphysical sciences, and he's also certified in advanced homeopathy and board-certified master clinical hypnotherapist. And these are just few of his many, many certifications. He's also developed his own program of transformation dynamics, which consists of the mental energetic practices of the East and West that has been fused into his personal coaching system and teaching mythology. Well, welcome, Wellington, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you. That is my pleasure.
Wellington, you are known internationally for developing this breath liberation technique that you wrote about in your book called Breathe Your Limitations Away, and it's also in a downloadable ebook form as well. Let's talk about that.
Sure, yes. Actually, I have people from all continents downloading the book. I have had people from Australia, from Russia, China, New Zealand, all over, downloading. And actually, this process was, I created that basically by myself a few years back. And later I started practicing, using all my own students, my own clients, and they start experiencing great results as well. So I decided to share that with the world. I call that my contribution to the expanding field of energy therapies. as they have now several modalities of energy therapies, pretty much as EFT or TFT, and the liberation breath process is just my way of doing that, which has worked fine. I have people all over the world sending me amazing testimonials every day, basically.
So it's about releasing all the negativity surrounding your vibration is through breathing, which is something that we all need. But you also stated a number of times in other interviews that I've listened to that one technique does not necessarily match with everyone.
Oh, yes. Actually, yes. What I always did since I was very young, I started in this path when I was around 11, 12. I always try to look for what worked for me specifically. So everything that I teach is what I call an open-ended system. I give you some tools, some, you know, basics, and people end up developing their own way of doing that. Today, for example, I was speaking to a phone student, and she said that she found out her best way to do it is inside a bathtub. Mm-hmm. Somebody else can do it much better when they are listening to meditation, music. Yes, but I always advise people to find their own way because I think science has to be open-ended. I cannot tell you this is like this and this is all it is, because in this way I basically block your creativity as well, your own expansion. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. So a large part of breathing really has to do with energy work. And is this breathing necessary in order to connect you to the source energy or the connect you to all there is?
Oh, yes, because actually is basically an awareness of disconnection, because nobody is ever disconnected from the source. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be alive.
Sure.
Would be more like a rediscovery of disconnection and your ability to really liberate what I call packets of stagnated energy that we are holding back, usually from our past, and for those who believe it, from past lives even. And talking back about energy, I believe that everything is energy, and we have a quantum physics backing that up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, all therapies should be called energy therapies, because if you work with the mind, you are working with the mental energy field. If you work with emotions, you are working with the emotional energy field. And even the body is an energy field. We are composed of atoms, of subatomic particles. So we can't escape this dance of energy. But we have to learn how to manage this energy, especially the emotional and the mental energies, because they end up affecting the physical body, as many wonderful people have been telling us for centuries.
Absolutely. So what are you supposed to do to breathe, to enhance your breathing, to enhance your connection?
Well, actually, just to give you a short background, this was my combination of Qigong, which is the Chinese energy work,
mm-hmm.
Pranayama, which is the yogic energy work, and I threw in some neuro-linguistic programming there as well for the mental aspect of this process.
Uh-huh.
So basically, the breathing is what they call in the East one modality of pranayama, which is what they call skin breathing or whole body breathing. And for that, you have to use the help of your mind as well. You have to merge mind and breathing. That is the secret. So as you breathe in, you imagine that you are breathing through all the pores of your body, from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, as if the whole body were breathing, not just your nostrils
uh-huh.
or your lungs. And as you breathe out, you do the same thing. And we use the mental awareness to focus on those spots, what I call packets of stagnated energy and allow that to dissolve and go out through all the body with each breath. I know that this quick explanation might not be very, you know, educative for most of those who don't have contact. And that's why I decided also to give the free book, mm-hmm. because there I go on the theory and all those. But basically, this is how the process goes. We have to, we combine breathing, mental focus, and the intention to liberate whatever is there. And how we know what to liberate. Let me give you a very simple example. Let's say that someone upsets you very badly today. And as you feel that emotion, if you pay attention, a part of your body will resonate with that. Mm-hmm. And that's why people usually say, this person is a pain in my neck. I feel some butterflies in my stomach, or I feel a pressure in my chest. And they are just verbalizing what the emotional system is feeling that actually reflects in the body. So we have to find that location in the body where we feel the feeling. And from there, we start this breathing process with the intention of dissolving and liberating this feeling.
Oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense. You mentioned the past. Can you breathe away the past?
Yes, well, actually, you can go back to each memory of your past, each, let's say, traumatic memory or negative memory that you can remember, and you can do that process for the feeling that you feel as you remember that event. Actually, I have one process that is called the intrauterine cleanup. When actually you go inside, you imagine yourself, of course, going inside your mother's womb before you were born, and you do that with any feeling that comes up. Of course, you won't remember mentally what happened when you were inside your mother's womb. And I tell you, when I do this on groups, many people start crying because they actually feel some kind of movement of energy, and they feel that liberation, and they just don't know why, but they tell me, I just felt like crying like a baby when I went there. So that is amazing. And I usually say that this is not just about eliminating a fear, a phobia, a trauma. To me, it is much deeper. I'm now going into the ancestral memory, which is another way of doing it, just focusing on however you can. Just focus on your ancestral line from your father, from your mother, and allowing any energy in your cellular memory to come up so you can liberate that as well. So here what we're doing is playing with consciousness and energy. And to me, I always say that change has to be fun. Okay?
Yeah.
So actually, and people start doing these things, these weird mental games and energy games, and they start seeing results. And they call me 2 weeks later and they say, wow, I can't believe it. Now I'm not reacting to this anymore. I'm not feeling that response anymore. I'm not depressed anymore. And just to make this point clear, I'm not a healer. I'm not curing anybody. I'm just sharing some mental game that I play with myself, some breathing game. And to me, what matters is that it works. So to me, if it works, it doesn't matter if it was taught by an Indian shaman or by a quantum physicist, you know.
Oh, I agree. It's all about finding joy in your life. That's what it's all about. With your breathing technique, how do you know that you have reached the place that you're supposed to reach? What are you supposed to be feeling?
Okay. Well, it might differ from person to person, but mm-hmm. usually we have two ways to measure. Because before each session, and one session might take as little as 5 minutes, I ask them to just visualize, to just tune into the problem and feel that completely in their bodies. So I want them to feel the anger, to feel the fear, to feel the depression, whatever it is, because we have to find that to be able to eliminate that in the first place. Mm-hmm. And after the process, they go back. So I use the classic scale, the USD scale from 1 to 10. And if they start with an 8, when they finish, they probably went back to a 3, to a 2, or even to 0. So that's one thing, that's the classical way of knowing if they were able to liberate. Now, it depends on which issue they're working on. I had a client, for example, who was working with a deep depression that she was feeling for several years. Mm-hmm. And when she actually liberated that, it took like 5 or 6 sessions, and she had only 2 with me. And she learned how to do it by herself, and she did it at home. And what she mentioned to me was a feeling of emptiness. But she said, it's such a peaceful emptiness that I can barely describe. The other people talk about a sense of euphoria. You know, they get very happy, they start laughing, and they think back on the problem that initiated that emotion, and they can laugh about that event or that situation. So it may vary, but everybody experiences, when they go back to the memory, they are completely neutral to that memory. They don't feel any emotional reaction, any vibration there anymore.
Oh, it's really interesting. You know, I do breathing in my work as well. And I notice that when I focus in on my breathing, it does connect me to the spiritual realm. And it's like this rush of power just starts flowing through me, this incredible feeling. And the only way I can express it is by the word awesomeness. Awesome just flows through me, and you just fill up with this awesome love. And you feel power, and you feel connected, and you feel joy, and this feeling is so wonderful, it's actually addicting. You want to go back and feel it again and again and again.
It is. I know what you mean. Yeah, well, actually, this sense of power, this energy is what I call the bonus of all this process, because most of the styles of breathing, especially I'm more familiar with pranayama and qigong specifically, mm-hmm. but all of them basically boost your energy. But now, there is one thing that I found that most modern and ancient metaphysical schools have in common when you get initiated when you are learning some type of rituals, is that they talk about the need for purification, right?
Uh-huh.
And they say that you have to purify yourself. And as time went, we lost the tracking, the traditions. But they are not talking only about the physical body per se. Of course, someone who is high on drugs will not have good results meditating or doing any type of metaphysical work. But we also have to purify our energies in general. And this process is also a great way of purifying our emotional body, especially. So that is what I call the regular breathing for, you know, well-being and for oxygenating your cells. And that is this with the intention of actually purifying your energy bodies. And so once we start clearing those blockages, our connection will open up much more. Because now we could compare with a clogged water tube, for example. We are emotionally, mentally clogged with all this pollution that goes on, all that we have learned since childhood, all the charges that we might have bring from past lives. And when we start doing this cleansing, we literally raise our vibrations. We literally reach a higher level of vibration, And again, it affects your cellular memory. So to me, this is the most important part of this, you know, more than getting rid of a fear, a phobia. You can do that with hypnosis,
right.
by the way. But I'm talking about this deep cleansing that really unblock all your energy pathways. So you can really feel that connection that is always there. But you can feel in a sense that the best description from the mystics is feeling one with the universe around you.
Yes, you just kind of feel like you are a part of the universe. You're connected. Now, you do workshops or seminars, don't you, in which you can teach people how to do this, right?
Oh, yes, actually, yes. I'm still not in the seminar or workshop field too much, but sometimes, occasionally, I do have. Right now, the best source of reference would be my free book, because there I talk about all the theory behind and the different techniques, like the past life cleanup, the lifeline cleanup, and the intrauterine cleanup. So that's the best source of reference. But I'm planning now in 2010 to start going out more. I was in California, actually, last October, and I had a small but very warm group, and I was very well received in California.
Oh, I'm sure you were well received, and that's great. I wish I would have known you were in California. You have a program for The Alchemist that has to do with the manifestation of money. Can you talk about that? Because here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, we don't have a problem with liking money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this actually was based, it's part of a book that I wrote many years ago in the Portuguese language, which is my original language, by the way. And in this book, in the end of the book, I gave a small chapter, a few pages, teaching this process that, you know, brings together a few things as well. And actually, I started spreading freely as well. It's something that you can find free on my website. And it basically brought me some testimonials that surprised even me, believe it or not. The other day, I was with a client of mine, and she told me, I got it. And I asked, oh, did you get the $100? She said, no, I got $50,000. And I almost dropped the phone, I tell you. And, yeah, there are cases like this. Because basically, when it comes to the financial aspect, one of the biggest blockages that I see in most individuals is believing that debt is a hard aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can work on my emotions, I can work on relationships, but the finances is always something that depends on the world out there, on the economy around us. It depends on other people willing to pay us. But if we boil down, it really depends on us, in our capacity to receive. So basically, this report helps you tune into and increase that capacity of receiving, because usually we have what I call small vessels, and we have to enlarge our vessels to be able to receive more. And this is the biggest, this is the first blockage, actually. I don't know if you ever heard about this tale about the I think it was a $5,000 salesperson. This guy worked in a territory that was, you know, a good sales territory, and he was selling only $5,000 a month, while other people were selling $20,000, $30,000. And his boss transferred him for a terrible territory because he didn't want to fire him. And in this territory, he continued making the $5,000, and there was a territory that nobody could make even $2,000. So his boss was very happy. He said, oh, maybe now he changed it. Now he's selling well. So he transferred him back to a good territory, and he kept on doing $5,000. So basically, that shows that we limit our cap we limit the size of our bucket or of our vessel. And the first thing we have to do is increase this capacity. And the best way is through increasing our sense of self-worth.
Oh, yes, that famous self-esteem issue that all of us have. No matter who it is, we all have it in one way or another. There's something that we do not feel worthy of getting.
Oh, yes, that's true. And, well, many, many teachers say, right, if you knew how much you are capable of, you would be totally different today. Your life would be totally different. And we have to start celebrating our individualities, who we truly are. We really have to go inside and bring out that true self that we came here to be. But unfortunately, and I'm not in any conspiracy theory frame of mind, but society nowadays are giving us standards that are impossible, basically, to compete with, in the sense of the movie stars, the supermodels. And this, when you see these people in the street in New York, I can see a lot of movie stars walking around. They don't look like they look in the screen. But we usually focus on those people, the way they are. In a movie, you can adopt any kind of personality, but in real life, it's another thing, right?
Right.
So we are trying to follow, you know, those Hollywood-type models. But each one is individual. Nobody came here to be a Cindy Crawford or a Tom Cruise. We came here to be ourselves. And we have to value ourselves for who we really are. So the financial aspect has nothing to do with the current economy. It has nothing to do with having or not a college degree. It really has to do with our sense of value.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we value ourselves, there will be people lining up in our doors to purchase whatever it is from us, our services, our products, our ideas, whatever it is. So my first step in any prosperity program is to help people increase that sense of self-worth, to work on their own negative beliefs, in their own self-image. Once they go through that, they start getting into the flow.
And you do this with the breathing as well.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the breathing is to help you bring, and that's where it comes in. You can feel, you can tune in to that sense of desperation, that sense of not having the money to pay the next bill or your next rent, and observe what you feel in your body, and you can liberate that. And a very good way of doing this as well is going back and remembering about your parents' relation to money and finances, because we usually take them or whoever raised us as models of our reality, and that includes the financial aspect. It is what I call the parental imitation syndrome, and many people are engaging in that without knowing.
So we need to look back and see how our parents reacted with money in order to understand our hidden beliefs, of which we need to release.
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. And the best definition is to go above duality, because duality is what really holds us down in this planet. And a good example of non-duality, or what they call in Sanskrit, Advaita, is the symbol, the yin-yang symbol, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have the two sides connected, merged. So we don't even talk about lack and prosperity. We talk about being above that in a position that we are just flowing with life. Because once we create duality, it's either or. And the universe is infinite possibilities and probabilities. So we are not into this. I usually tell people, your goal should not save millions of dollars in your bank account. You can do that if you want. There is nothing wrong with that. But your goal should be in a constant flow, pretty much like these masters of the past, what they call the alchemists. They knew basically the formula for keeping on recreating that, for being in that flow. And to me, the basic formula is in the Bible very clearly for those who, you know, who have the eyes to see. Because in the Bible it says, seek you first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Hmm. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is inside. So the formula is there. All right? And when it says all the things shall be added to you, we have experienced that with the liberation breath process. As we raise our vibrations more and more, we don't necessarily have to be concerned about attracting twin soul, about attracting more money or attracting a better job. Actually, we enter in that state that I call synchronicity. Stating we should go out, you find a parking for your car. You get in a place that usually there is a huge line, there is no line in front of you. You start feeling guided by your intuition. Mm-hmm. You turn left when you had to turn right, and you find that turning left, you escaped a terrible accident. Mm-hmm. And this takes us back to this open connection to the source, to the source of energy.
So what I'm hearing you say is that it's more important to raise our vibration and really to stop thinking about our intention after we set it, to just kind of get out of the way and just keep on raising our vibration, because the flow of energy is just going to have to come our way. Is that right?
Exactly. And this is all about vibration. Again, that is not a vibration for money or for happiness, for personal relationships. Actually, there is this positive or negative vibration. And when we talk about the law of attraction, and I think that's the reason why many people get frustrated, mm-hmm. not because of the books, the movies, they're all wonderful. They're all doing a great service for mankind at this point. But they don't realize that before attraction comes vibration. We have to vibrate in the frequency that of that wish we want to attract. Because to me, the biggest secret is what many teachers say. You do not attract that wish you want. You attract that wish you are. And whatever you are is dictated by your current vibrations. So our only job should be to raise our vibrations. That would make it much easier.
So the worry and the fear will actually lessen our vibration, taking us away from our desired result.
Well, they also say, metaphysically speaking, there are two vibrations or two frequencies, the frequency of love and the frequency of fear. Mm-hmm. So anything that is not love, that is not peace, that is not happiness, is in the frequency of fear. And don't take me wrong, we are using the law of attraction all time, every single moment of our lives. But the issue is, most people are using the law of reverse attraction. They are attracting that which they do not want, because they are in the frequency of fear.
The law of reverse attraction due to fear.
Yes. So that's basically what I try to wake people up to this deeper need, you know, to go above, to go beyond the superficial. I have, in my life, and probably you as well, I have met people who tell me, oh, I've been studying this science, this mental science, or this kind of philosophy for over 30 years, but I still see that they are stuck. Mm-hmm. Their life is pretty much the same as when they started, or is even worse. Mm-hmm. So, should we blame it on the philosophy or whatever it is? I don't know. I don't know all the philosophies, all the teachings in this planet. But I think many people are still, first of all, we live in a fast-paced society, and today everybody thinks about fast food, quick fix, quick solutions. And in this aspect of our lives, it's pretty much any art or any sport, any profession, any trade that we want to master. Have you ever seen someone become a golf champion in a weekend workshop? So basically that's what happens. Nowadays we have 2 days workshops, we have 5 day retreats. And actually the teachers teach what they have to do. But most of us have to develop the discipline of getting home and not making that 2 days affair or a 5 day affair. We have to use that in our lives every single day. Because if you ask me, the other day I was speaking about this in another show, someone asked about the magic bullet or the magic pill. And to me, the only magic pill that exists is discipline. If you don't have that, you can throw away all your books because you won't go far.
What you mean by discipline is repetitive practice, is that correct?
Yes. As above, so below. So we have to observe how a top athlete reaches that level of perfection, how a top musician, how a top actor reach that level. They basically practice over and over for months or for years, and some of them to reach mastery for decades to be able to stand in front of a public and do that kind of performance. So it is nothing hard. And basically, if you get some kind of teaching that you see that works for you, that you resonate with, don't give up just because in the next day you didn't win the lotto or you didn't find your twin soul. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and many people, as they are getting closer to their goal, they may sabotage themselves by not having enough discipline. If after, and that takes us back to this quick fix society. And there is no such a thing as a quick fix if you don't have discipline. Because I think things that I teach, and mostly of the energy therapies, disciplines, they are very quick. I have seen people getting rid of all kinds of problems in less than 2-3 weeks, at the most 1 month. So I think that is much better than 10 years of psychoanalysis. So you can call that quick fix, but now, I don't know, some people think that if they don't reach a state of enlightenment in a weekend workshop, that doesn't work for them. And it is not like this.
Okay, so let's go over that, because I think this is a really important point. Everybody goes, especially who listens to this program, they go to workshops and retreats and even perhaps our cruise. And you all have a very, very powerful time when you're in those learning places, and that you can walk out of those rooms feeling absolutely fabulous. But what you need to do is repetitive practice or the discipline to keep your vibration raised at a level in which you can continue to grow from. And that takes the discipline.
Most definitely, is actually following up. And that's the reason why there are probably hundreds of thousands of people wanting to be a top athlete or a top singer or be in the spotlight in somewhere, but just a few of them reach that top. And if you interview those few, they will tell you that their lives was dedicated to that. Because this kind of teachings have to become a part of your lifestyle. I usually, someone asks me, how long should I visualize a day? And I say, if you visualize 45 minutes a day and spend the other 23 hours in a negative frequency or a negative vibration, you are not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of how long should I visualize, how long should I repeat affirmations, but it's a matter of being always conscious, separating yourself from your ego, and always being the lookout. So any negative frequency that comes in, now you have the tools to liberate that frequency. And you also have, you purchase any book on mental science, you get wonderful affirmations, wonderful prayers that can help you raise your vibration. So it's not a matter of not having the knowledge. It's mostly an issue of a personal commitment and discipline.
It all comes back to us. Basically, we have to take responsibility for all of our thoughts, good, the bad, and the ugly, in order for us to move forward.
Oh, yes. Yes, because the universal force put us in this planet and say, have fun, you know, have fun discovering yourself and discovering your potential. And that's how I entered this field, because when I was around 11, I read somewhere that we human beings don't use even a small fraction of our full potential. And back then I said, I won't rest until I turn these odds in my favor. I don't want to live my whole life using less than 10% of my capacity. So it is personal responsibility and the commitment to explore, because we are not done when we reach 40 or 50. We are in a constant state of growth. I have people, I have clients who are over 80 years old, and they are discovering themselves, and they are thrilled about being able to discover and grow, because they got to that point where they don't see the physical body as a limitation anymore. They don't see time as a limitation.
You're right. We are unlimited, especially when it comes to age or time. We are in a constant evolving phase. It's wonderful to realize. Let's talk about how people can contact you to get more information or to schedule a personal session with you or to join one of your workshops or to buy your book. But first, I want to tell everybody that you have a really unique way of asking for a fair energy exchange. You only request payment if they are happy with what they have already received in a session. Can you explain this further?
Oh, basically like this. If you call me for a private session or a phone session, I will give you that time. I will go over, you know, or whatever it is that you need at that point. And if you like it, if you are happy and satisfied, then you decide to pay for that session. And
wow.
That's always, if you have 10 sessions, you always pay for the previous session when you return to the next, if you return. Because if you return, it means that you liked the previous one.
Wow.
So it is basically my way of showing that I have confidence in what I do. So, yeah, and I feel very comfortable doing this, and people feel very comfortable because they know that my first interest is not grabbing their money. My first interest is really seeing if we get that connection, if they feel comfortable with me, and if they put it in practice. Because I reserve the right to fire my clients if I see that they are not putting in the small effort that I ask of them. And I actually think if the whole world was, you know, let's say honest, a restaurant should work like this. For example, I go into a restaurant and if I really despise the food, if I don't like, I don't have to pay for that. Or if you call a plumber into your house and he can't do the job, you don't have to pay him for that. You know, that's my way of thinking based on the Chinese medical philosophy. In the past, the Chinese doctors got paid while they were able to keep the family healthy. If someone got sick in the family, they stopped getting paid until that person recovered, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think that makes sense for me, for my line of work. I'm not saying that everybody should do that. You know, each one knows about their own way of doing business. But that's the way I do, and as you say, it's an exchange of energy, because then the person can know what I'm giving them before they actually decided to invest.
Well, let's give everybody your website so that they can contact you directly. It's really a fascinating site, too. I think you'll enjoy it. It has all kinds of information. But you need to go to www.transtechny.com. That's TRANSTECHNY.com. You know, Wellington, this is a very, very important work. Is there something that we should know up front before we start jumping on board?
Well, one point that I always like to emphasize is the need for us to work in a full scale or go deeper into our work, because I see over and over again people getting, quote-unquote, burned by trying to go, for example, into deep metaphysics when they haven't yet cleansed the emotional energy systems. For example, they want to levitate, to see auras, to talk to spirits. But if they haven't done that basic cleansing, they will be in just for a big frustration. So I say it's like pretty much like in regular education. You have to start at the kindergarten to reach a PhD level.
Right.
And many people are trying to jump to college degree or to a PhD level without going through the basics, the kindergarten. And to me, that's the cause of most frustration and mental, emotional, and physical diseases in this planet today. There are people who are not really working in the emotional energy field. And you can see in any research, it says that 80% of visits to doctors, for example, is stress-related. So we really must be aware of this energetic aspect of us, of the energies that are being clogged in our system, and start cleansing that. So from there again, everything will open up, and you will find your own way. I don't tell anybody what the ultimate goal is, because I don't know what is the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. But I know that we have to keep in this state of growing without mm-hmm. stop. And mine is just one step of that long stairway that you might have to climb. But it's one step that I really advise you to climb.
That is very, very good advice. I really appreciate you taking the time and coming on and talking with us about this very important subject, which is breathing. Breathing away all of our limitations. So go visit Wellington Rodriguez's website, which is www.transtechny.com. I think you're really going to love all of this very vital information. Thanks again, Wellington. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and again to all of my wonderful listeners. Now, I want to remind everyone to come and tune in next week, because we're going to be talking to Colin Tipping about his book, Radical Forgiveness. We're going to have a really, really wonderful time. So join us. We'll see you back here next week on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or LawOfAttractionTools.com.